Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. Welcome to Scale Podcast. Now, the reason I put these episodes out for you is I just think if I could give you one insight that you could implement, it could make a massive impact on your business. But for me to really give you a lasting effect and really help you, then it might be better for you to get some direct, personalized advice from me. So if you'd like, we can book in a strategy session together. And we'll dissect your business, figure out which problems need fixing, and together we'll create a plan for how to fix those problems so you can scale. If you're interested in this, go to scalementor.com. That's scalementor.com. The reason why I give away these sessions, as you probably already guessed, is because a lot of the time at the end of the call, you figure out that, yeah, we could be a great fit to work together. And if that happens, then we'll talk about how that works. If not, then no worries. You just got a free plan. You can go ahead and implement it. So scalementor.com. You'll see instructions for how to book the call. Enjoy this episode. And thanks again for checking out the podcast.
Hey, it's Ollie here. Time for scale tip number 25. So today I'm going to tell you one of the things that helped me evolve in my business and gave me so much freedom to focus on my zone of genius, i.e. the stuff that I'm good at and really enjoy doing. So once upon a time, right, a few years ago, I managed all of my own traffic. I would buy my own Facebook ads. I would control all of the campaigns. I would manage everything. I would test different ad sets, different adverts, different creatives, and run the whole show. Now, I got to the point where I was getting very obsessed with my advertising, right? I was always trying to find ways to get a cheaper cost per lead, to get a cheaper cost per acquisition, to get the cost per milli down, etc., 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 etc. To the point where it was taking a lot of time per week, probably about 10 hours per week of research, learning, testing, and just trying everything to make my Facebook ads more effective. And so what I did is I had a chat with my coach at the time. I had an awesome coach who's a pretty well-known copywriter. And he said to me, look, Ollie, you know, you're doing all this stuff for Facebook ads and you want to grow your business. Here's the lesson you need to learn, right? Traffic is a career. It's a career, right? It's constantly changing. There's always new things being developed. It's very time consuming and it's an entire skill in itself. So the best thing you can do if you want to grow your business and really focus on the stuff that you enjoy is to hire somebody else to manage your traffic. Then all of a sudden you don't need to worry about whether it's Facebook ads or YouTube ads or Google or media buys or any of the other traffic sources. You just worry about the creatives, the funnels, and the marketing. Now this lit off a light bulb in my head because I started to realize how obsessed I was getting with managing, tracking, trying to optimize all my advertising. You know, it really is very time consuming. And you can be less daring when you're doing it yourself because you're very conscious of wanting to keep the costs low, right? And besides, no matter how much I tweak an advertising campaign on Facebook, I just don't have the skills and expertise to do it really effectively because I'm not really that interested in traffic and I haven't studied it for a super, super, super long time, like exclusively, you know? So what was a huge turning point for my career was when I hired a media buyer. And now my media buyer manages YouTube ads for me and Facebook ads. And he does everything, right? So he is an expert on this stuff. I tell him exactly what my objective is, right? We work together to get a goal for the cost per lead, cost per acquisition. And he does all of that stuff. So I just focus on the creatives and everything else, managing my business, and he does all of that. I cannot begin to tell you the amount of freedom you'll experience when you just get someone else to do this stuff for you. And you know what the funny thing is? Like, your traffic might not be as cheap, right? Because your media buyer will be managing your account, but also they'll have an agency probably, and they're probably managing, you know, 10, 20 other accounts as well. So yeah, maybe they won't be as obsessed with your traffic as you are. But that's not the point. Like, we don't want super, super, super cheap traffic. We want good quality traffic, and we also want to have a system that enables you to spend as much as you possibly can per lead and still make a profit. Because if you can do that, if you can spend more than everybody else, then you can win. You can market more aggressively. You can scale, grow more aggressively. You can fight the competition, right? You can get everywhere because you can spend more. So you don't have to be as shy with your ad spend, right? So I would heartily recommend you hire a media buyer. It really will change everything if you're doing everything in your ads right now by yourself. Couple of tips, things that I did when I was hiring a media buyer that really helped me. Number one, you want deal flow. Deal flow. Whenever you're hiring anyone, whenever you're looking to get a new service or into any new relationship with someone, whether it's a supplier or a member of staff or an agency, whatever it is, deal flow. So what does that mean? Well, it means you don't just want to go up to the first agency you see, have a chat with them, think to yourself, yeah, they seem nice, and hire them on the spot. Worst thing you could possibly do. That's exactly what I used to do, right? That's my personality. I get very excited, very impulsive, and I'll just hire someone straight away. Pause a bit, right? Take it slow. Make sure you speak to at least 5 agencies minimum, right? So talk with them, get quotes, understand how they work, get a little bit of information about some of the people they've worked with, see how much they cost. You know, whether it's going to be a monthly basis, I'd recommend getting a percentage basis. Okay, so with me, it's a percentage on ad spend, which is what they charge, which is great because if you have a slow month, then you don't have that overhead. And after speaking with 5 people, you will know 100% logically and emotionally exactly who you should go with, right? And then you can hire them and they will make your life so much easier. Now I had that 10 hours back, I've put it into building funnels, marketing, managing my business, helping my clients, and it's just such a great, great decision. So I hope this was helpful, I hope this is insightful. And by the way, if you want to learn how to scale your business and be able to work with hundreds of coaching clients at once without putting in more than 4 hours coaching time per week, it is 100% possible, then click the link, join my group, and I'll give you my free training on how to grow your business using non-linear coaching. This is something super exciting, which I think you'll appreciate. So join the group, enter your email when you join, there'll be a question there, and I'll email you the training. It's like 30 minutes, short and sweet, packed full of really helpful information. Thanks so much for watching this video, and I'll speak to you soon.